good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center for Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching today is entitled, Never Enough.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Occasionally, sitcoms have to do with teenagers who feel they should be paid to take out the garbage or clear the table after a meal or perform some other task. Usually, when things get out of hand, one of the parents reminds the teenager that he has been fed, clothed, and sheltered since birth. In most cases, parents have taken care of the child's physical needs. They have provided for their education. They put themselves last to meet the needs of their children. As a child, everything had to be provided for the child who was dependent on the care of others. There is no way children should think that the few chores they are asked to perform could ever be enough to equal what their parents have done and continue to do for them. In today's parable, Jesus is saying that the master has a right to ask the servant to wait on him. It is the role of the master to provide the needs of the servant and pay the servant for services rendered. Therefore, the servant is obliged to perform certain duties for the master. The servant is not going beyond the call of duty when he takes care of his master's needs. He is doing what he should be doing. And how does this parable speak to us? We are children of God. God has gifted us with life and continues to sustain us. Whatever we may do for God is very small in comparison with what God has done for us and continues to do for us. Jesus is our example of doing the Father's will. He constantly made a conscious effort to do what his Father wanted him to do, even to the point of giving his life. And what is Jesus asking of us? What can we do for God? In a word, we are called to love our neighbor, to love one another by being patient, to love others by forgiving their offenses, to be generous with our possessions and our time, to continue to give when we experience ingratitude. It doesn't matter if we get a thank you. It doesn't matter if others notice and think well of us. What does matter is we are called to look at these acts generosity and goodwill, not as something extravagant, not as something for which we should be praised or rewarded, but we should consider these acts of love as what is expected of us. We can never give more than we have received. We can never give enough to thank our loving God for all God has bestowed on us. This is what our brother Jesus taught us to do by his words and his example. This is what is expected of members of God's family, not as servants, but as loving children of our loving God.
Oh.